Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Junior Moore. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Howard. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torres moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torres moves to third. Chappas moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. Nairodny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ogilvie out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nairodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Yount reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Bannister moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Chappas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Nairodny hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoffman covering, for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Lizcano reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Bob Golasso now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Squires steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Junior Moore. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Alan Bannister now playing right field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Bando moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 8-3, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Squires, and towards Morrison, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Cooper moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. One out. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0-for-3 in the game. Naiarodny hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Davis reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 9-3, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Chappas reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chappas scores. Morrison moves to second. It's 9-4, Brewers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to third. Squires moves to second. Bill Castro now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morrison scores. Squires moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-5, Brewers. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.